I imagine it was pretty high then.
Yes, we got a good yield in corn. We really did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with the oxen on the plow, did you use a big plow to cut deep or just a regular plow?
Not too. They didn't have too deep of plows then. Mm-hmm. They were small.
And when you cut them, what did you call the part down in the bottom of the groove you cut? Or what did you call the groove?
Furrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It would leave a furrow, you know, where you'd turn the sod over.
Just a little trench.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gee, I've talked to people about cutting first soil, and they said they'd use a rod plow.
A rod plow?
Yeah.
Now, what kind is that?
So it would just roll the sod over. But she can't hit the box.
What's got the man's box?
On the wagon, what did you call the steel part on the outside of the wheel?
The rim on
that
the
was
wheel.
The rim, and then inside that, what was the wooden part?
Spokes.
Uh-huh. And between the spokes
the
and
hub
the wood?
Was the, you know, the hub is the thing that the spoke go in.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
No.
What did you do with your wheels when they began to squeak?
Well, my daddy, I don't know.
Did he put oil on them or something? Or
axle grease. Uh-huh. You know, just the old black axle grease. Uh-huh. That's what he'd put on his.
How would he do that?
Oh, usually with his finger. But a lot of people would take a kind of a knife or something like that they could push this axle grease in. It was usually pretty stiff.
Uh-huh.
No.
Boy, I've got her fascinated.
Yes, you have. Bless its darling
little heart. No, you don't understand. I've got to look at those.
Bless its little heart.
In the back of the horses, when you had them hitched to the wagon, what did you call
double
the
trees?
That was one that
the double trees that go across here, and then the single double tree, you know, at the back where the tugs were fastened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
There was a single double tree, and then the double tree itself.
The double tree is the...
That's the long one, all the way
the
across.
Long one. And then there's short ones here that your tugs fastened to.
Uh-huh.
They fasten on to each end of the double tree, you know, swings like this on the tongue of the wagon. You know, you have a jigger that goes down through there and past it, and that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, these things are just about lost now.
Yeah. I wish I knew where there was a good one I could buy. I don't know where I'd put it. On top of the house.
It'd be nice to wait till Halloween, leave it out in front. Kids wouldn't know what to do with it.
Uh-uh. They don't know. You'd be surprised at the number of children that wouldn't know what to do with a set of harness. They wouldn't know which end of the horse it went on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Well, I wouldn't know. I'd make a stab at it.
Did you ever put on a set of harness on a horse? Oh, boy. You've missed
it. I've saddled horses, but...
Yeah. No, I've never harnessed them to...
Uh-uh.
Well, it's a remarkable thing in how things have changed.
Well, that's an art, learning to put the harness on in a hurry. I imagine anybody could do it if you had a week or so.
I've put them on in a mighty few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could harness a team of horses in 10 minutes, easy. Get them ready to go.
Oh, when you were driving a wagon, what did you hold in your hands?
The reins.
Uh-huh. And then if you wanted your horse to start, what would you tell them?
Get up.
That would make them go.
That'd make them go.
And if you wanted them to go left, what would you say?
Well, G.
G is left and to the right.
Haul.
Did you have any?
No, it's just opposite. Opposite.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any special term for the horse on the left side?
No.
And if you got them going and wanted them to go faster, what would you tell them?
Get up. Slap them with the reins and on they'd go.
To make them stop?
Mm-hmm. Just say, whoa. Mm-hmm. Pull up on your reins. And
then when you got them stopped, you wanted them to come this way, you'd say...
What do you mean?
Well, if you're sitting there with them and you want them to move the wagon back to a dock or something, what would you tell them?
Well, I don't know.
Instead of going this
forward,
way...
Forward. What would that be? Anyhow, I know I've backed the wagon around a lot of times and just pull up on the reins, and I don't know what I'd say to them. I've forgotten just what the term is.
And then when you back or something like this?
Mm-hmm.
And then they wouldn't go forwards, they'd go